from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Six fantasy football teams. All right, it's time to go down to Santa Clara and listen to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan.
And after that, open up for questions.
Brandon, that Ayuk will be reported. Has Ayuk reported? Do you expect him to report? He hasn't.
Well, they still have another hour and change, you know, until, so I don't know if he is here, but we expect all our players to report and be here.
Any understanding with him that you will continue to negotiate? Is there any, like, to get?
We've had great communication. You know, we started this really early. We made it a priority to try to get done. We've had excellent communication throughout. You know, really don't want to characterize. We haven't been able to, and that's a shame. But you know, we're Brandon's a big part of our team, and we expect that he will be this year.
Is there a possibility that you do some sort of restructuring like you did with Raheem Mostert back in the past?
Everything's a possibility. You know, we not gonna get into negotiations, and you know, as Kyle says, there's no absolutes, so we're open to anything. And you know, like I said, Brandon's a big part of this team, and we expect that he will be going forward.
Do you know yet whether he'll practice once he reports, or whether
we expect all our players to practice?
John, last year you gave us an absolute that Bosa would not be traded. Would you make that same statement about Brandon?
Well, Kyle and I always, you know, we kind of, I did say that with Bosa, and I felt that way. But, you know, I think, again, no absolutes there. We fully intend on Brandon being a Niner moving forward. We're always open to listen to things. But like I said, we expect Brandon to be an integral part of our team like he has been, and excited about that.
Bosa mentioned last year that he thought maybe it was a really long negotiation that did affect him during the season, saw his numbers go down. Debo has mentioned, you know, during his contractual offseason that kind of threw off his season that followed. Are you concerned that this could happen with Ayuk or anybody, but specifically Ayuk?
Anytime you, don't get a practice like you're used to, and the NFL season's real hard. So anytime you don't really get to prepare the right way in training camp, it's a challenge for all those players. And the tons of players have gone through it. Some have bigger challenges than others. Each one's different. You know, I don't remember Debo missing much. I think we got him done the first couple days, from what I remember. Bosa, just you know, the way a D lineman is, I think, is a little bit different, but. Then getting in football shape, no matter how hard you work out, it's tough. It's tough to catch up throughout the season. So both of those guys have their individual experiences with it. It never helps, but it's something that's not a new thing. It's something you got to deal with.
Kyle, Debo requested a trade a couple years ago. You were asked why you were confident it would work itself out, and you said that you have a personal relationship with him, and you hadn't even talked to him yet. Why are you confident that you can work things out with Ayuk if things get bumpy?
I mean, I don't remember exactly, and knowing you, I don't know if I exactly said that. but I don't remember. But, you know, I have a personal relationship with all our players. And you like to be able to talk with those guys. And usually when it does get close, it can work out. And I would feel the same with Brandon. I've known Brandon here for 4 years. I'm going in our fifth year together, and got a lot of love for BA. I think I'm close with them, and hopefully that can help, but it only can help so much. There's also business side to it, and but when you do have relationships with people, it helps.
You've only been able to work at these huge contracts for the star players, like Bosa and Depot in the past. Has this been one of the more challenging ones that you've faced since you've come to Santa Clara?
I think it's important to note we're fortunate to be in this position where we have a lot of talented players, so you have to have these conversations. This one has been challenging. As I said, we set it out. We started it earlier than we have in the past, made it a priority. And there's a lot of dynamics. I'm not going to get into all of them, but there's a lot of dynamics as to why it's been challenging. And, the fifth year option is something we all sign up for when you have a first round pick. And, that's been out there, but we've tried diligently to get this done. We haven't been able to get there. What I've learned from my past experiences for the last 7 years going into our eighth is that sometimes when you think there's no way this thing's going to progress, they do. Sometimes when you think this thing's done tomorrow, it's not. So you just keep going. You stay in communication and, you understand that it's a business. I've been in their shoes. I know where they're at. I know the challenges. I take a lot of pride in having things done so that our team can focus on the job at hand. And it hurts me when that's not always done at this time of year. So I understand that. But again, I think we're in a fortress. We've got a lot of talented players, and we've rewarded a lot. So it does become more challenging in time when you've rewarded so many players. So, That's also why this is a very good team that has such high expectations.
From the outside, it would seem like the amount of receivers that have signed around the league would maybe make it easier. Has it in fact actually made it harder? And is there concern that this is pushing the price to a place that you aren't willing to go?
Nah, I wouldn't say that. And I I'm not going to get into the specifics. I think there's a privacy that is earned, and I always go back to I didn't like my business being aired out, so I'm not going to get into the specifics. There's certainly markets that happen and developments that happen that affect, but we also have our own roster, and like I said, we've rewarded a lot of players, so things do get more challenging. We put our best foot forward, but both sides have to come to agreement. We haven't been able to do that yet, and so where that goes, we'll see.
You're listening to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's press conference in advance of training camp, which opens tomorrow on 95.7 The Game.
Confident he's in a good place. We kind of work in blocks. Our thought is that he misses the first block, and then on that second block. But we're not going to put him out there. That's on our trainers, our performance staff, and we won't put him out there too early. On that note, Ben Peterson moved on to the Atlanta Hawks. We thank Ben for all his contributions. We'll announce formally what their titles are and all that, but Dustin Little, our head athletic trainer, and Dustin Perry will be taking that kind of in a dual role, and we're excited about that. Those are good people that we got a good system in place, and those guys will be taking the reins.
John, with these extensions, it seems like you are comfortable taking your time with them as long as it takes. Other teams seem to be doing them as soon as a player becomes eligible. Why do you like to take your time with these extensions?
I don't. I'm impatient, and it's I like going. And I think, again, we've had a lot of really talented players, and it's, I think put our track record against anybody in terms of getting players signed. I wish it could happen quicker, but I'm proud of our record.
One thing you did get done during the offseason was Christian McCaffrey. How important was it for both of you to make sure you have him around?
He's a pretty good football player.
Very important.
Yeah.
It's always tough with all this stuff, just everything that the question guy is asking pertaining to contracts and stuff. And that's a whole challenge that you got to understand the market and how that works in the league. And you also got to understand what works for our team and how to build your own team with it. And there's two things that you're constantly weighing, and it's not easy to figure out. And there's never an obvious right way or wrong way. You try to figure out the best way, and it's a lot of stuff goes into that. And to be able to get Christian here with what he's done the last couple of years and what we plan on him doing for the next few years, we're really excited to get that done and felt great about it.
from the outside, when a guy makes a trade request and other social media comments, it's like, oh, this is not going well. There's a real huge impasse. The fact that he appears to be going to be showing up and maybe just holding in, is that at least a sign to you that, is that an optimistic sign of where he might be?
Yeah, I always want to be optimistic, Eric. You know, this has been a tough one. I think it's been hard to find that common evidence by us not having a deal in place when we both have tried, you know. So I guess I'm, you know, we're going to continue to work towards finding resolution and, you know, not optimistic, not pessimistic, you know, just going to keep attacking it and trying to find the right end point for each of us and, you know, leave it at that.
Clarification on Pearsall. You said Pup. Is it NFI or
NFI? Yeah, treated the same way as Pup, but because he did it away from here, NFI.
And how long is a block of a practice?
It's really like the first four days.
Everyone in the league has to do 4 days, and then you get a day off, and he'll be in there. Hopefully, he'll be in there in the next three, at least ease him into there.
How are Kittle, Charvarius Ward and Brendel coming? Will they have any restrictions of any kind?
I will be smart with them, but I mean, they're all 100% healed and stuff. You just got to be careful how you get them back in, and but they'll have some days off and stuff like that, but they're all good to go.
You were remarking about Bosa, and you said getting defensive linemen ready is a little bit different. How so?
I mean, I think each team's differently. Each team's different. But I would say, I'd say a kicker, you want to worry about it all because they're not tied to many other people. I think a D lineman, especially, you know, with the four down scheme and the way we play it, it's a little more individual based and stuff. Now you got to get back into football shape and the movement and stuff. But as far as an O lineman, when you're moving in combination with the guy next to you or sometimes both guys next to you, three people, and you have to zone stuff off, it takes longer to build guys together and things like that at other positions. D-line, not that any of them are good, I would say I'd put probably behind kicker at that.
John, do you have a date, a timeline that you would like to have Brandon's situation resolved?
No date, you know, yesterday. We'll continue communication and, you know, keep working.
Coach, how does it affect to have a piece like Brandon, not knowing if you're going to have him, what day, to what capacity to see? I mean, it's a question mark. How does it affect you and your plan?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, especially a player like Brandon. But that's something like, I mean, if I just found that out today, you'd probably see me a lot more of a panic. But it's something that you understand what's going on. I've understood that the whole offseason is something I hope that we don't have to deal with, but if you do, you got to deal with it. So you prepare for that and how you think, how you plan, and it's not something that you can let surprise you in my situation. So it's definitely not the ideal situation, not at all what you want, but it's something that you're prepared for as a coach, and you plan your team accordingly.
You said how you're going to split the quarterback reps. Are Bob's and Allen going to split the twos?
Yeah, they'll keep splitting those reps to compete for the two spot.
A year ago, Brock was entering training camp not fully healthy. How different is the experience now coming with him full offseason, good to go?
It's cool. I mean, it's nice. It's just there's a lot more uncertainty. You know, I felt good about him last year and just talking to him every day and watching his rehab. He looked great, but it's still a scary injury. And you got to be, you're nervous when he comes back. This year, just being able to go through an offseason that just wasn't in the film room. That was the film room and the football field was great. I know he had a good 40 days away. Awesome that he got married, and I think he's in a great spot in his life, great spot physically, and I'm just pumped to start tomorrow with him.
You're listening to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan press conference down in Santa Clara in advance of training camp opening tomorrow.
It was a lot shorter. Last time that after the Super Bowl, you know, we got 3 weeks off, and then you come back in, and I think I came back in for 2 days before the whole world shut down, and then went home and stayed in sweats and hung out with my kids for the next 4 months because of COVID. So it was different, and we weren't even sure if we were going to have a season, and then we just crammed into training camp right before the season. So it was totally different. This one went a lot faster. I think that is the tough things about going to the Super Bowl and stuff, and whether you win or lose, how long it takes to deal with some of the things that you put off all the way to February, the recovery you need just mentally and physically. But when you get to this point, it all kind of feels the same. If you would have asked me this 40 days ago, I'd have been like, oh, I need a little bit more time. But now that I've been away from this building and everyone really has, and we've gone 40 days with our family, it's time to get back. I know my family wants me back bad and here, and I'm ready to start doing some things besides going to the beach with them.
What did you learn?
In what aspect?
About yourself as a coach, the season, the game. What did you learn in these 40 days about yourself?
40 days. I learned how much fun I can have before I need to go back, and it gets less and less each year as I get older. You start to realize how you got to balance more stuff out. I did a lot more like going on morning walks and stuff with my family, which made me feel very old, but after doing it for about 4 days, it made me feel a lot healthier. So like I enjoyed that stuff, got in a lot more routines, and it's really about, I think as you go, I mean, this is my 20th season, and you so know what it's about. Like, you so know what you're doing every single day. You so know about the 7 month grind, and it's not at all coming back to the hours. It's coming back to, you're not gonna have a day off, minus that bye week, until hopefully February. And so it's just, you know what that takes, you know what you're gonna go through. So you kind of know how to handle yourself the 40 days away, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, all the stuff. And players gotta build their body up in a certain way. And guys who go to the Super Bowl, you know, our vets who have been in the playoffs for the last few years, who always do that extra stuff. When you do that your first time, you're like, holy cow, I didn't know how hard this was. And then everyone kind of learns what it's like, and coaches, players, everyone, I think you kind of understand what you need to do for yourself to get through what you're expecting to happen.
Where did facial hair experimentation
Where did what?
Where did facial hair experimentation fit into the equation in your offseason?
I always experiment my offseason because I'm out of boredom. But I got very used to it, and I liked it because my wife did. But I knew you guys would talk about it too much, so I had to shave it yesterday.
Do you think you're going to create such a big stir with it?
You never know. I thought it was going to be more low-key and not as many people see, but that was probably dumb of me. Yeah, you do it the first week, but because I've never worn a mustache before. But once you wear it for a week, you get used to it, and it's not a big deal until you see someone who hasn't seen you yet. And then they look at you very weirdly. I learned it demands respect, whether it's good respect or bad respect. No respect, it still makes someone decide. But no, I can't carry it in this season.
He inspired some people in the process. I've seen some nice stashes in the early check-ins.
John, in the offseason, you said to us, hey, you know, we really want to add some finishers. How do you define that? And now looking back at the offseason, were you able to add some finishers?
Yeah, we always want. I mean, that's one of the things we are always talking about, adding finishers. And what does finishing mean? It means finishing the day. It means finishing a meeting, finishing a game, finishing a series, finishing a season. That's important in this league because this league is a grind, and you need people that can close things out. And, you know, I think as close as we come, I think you just keep adding those type of people and you give yourself a chance. Kyle and I think, kind of raised the same way. My dad used to say, in life, all you want's a chance, and you have to earn that. His dad used to say that as a head coach all the time. I remember hearing that in my years at Denver. We have a chance. This team has a chance. It's an awesome opportunity that we have going into camp. I'm really excited. I'm fired up. And I think that's why you need finishers to close everything you do, to finish everything you do.
Take two more. Yeah. John, Clubber agents have said in the past that the best time to have your player pulled out is when you're playing for a team that is on the verge or close to winning a championship. It puts the most pressure on the team to finish. How do you react to that on the other side of it?
Well, I guess I understand that narrative, but you know, we're trying to have success right now, Jason, first and foremost, but always keep in mind of out into the future. And so that's what we'll continue to do. That's our charge. That's that's who we are as an organization. And we're going to push each year to compete for championships and do so, you know, I think in a responsible way. And that's what we try to do. And you know, it's been good. It's been good to us. We got to find a way to be a little bit better, and I'm excited for that opportunity.
John, have you guys had a chance to watch the Netflix receiver, and did you learn anything from Debo and Kittle watching it, or even just about the team in general watching it from them?
I haven't watched it. You know, I hear a lot. My kids have watched it. I don't have anything against it. I think there's great programming. You know, during those 40 days away, I try to really, embrace my family and embrace some of the things we're doing, our kids and all that. So I've shut it off. Maybe I get to it as we're traveling this this season, but I have not. I've heard great things about the content. It's the world we live in, and I think some of those things are exciting. I think back to, I think I was the first player, me and Jerry Rice in Super Bowl 37, to wear a live mic during the game, and that was such a foreign concept then. It just, it was unheard of, and John Madden talked me into it because he said, you'll have this for your kids someday. I was most concerned about my mom hearing my language on the field. Nowadays, I think people are accustomed to it. It's just kind of what you know, and they're going even further. I mean, some of this stuff, Hard Knocks, during the off season, you know, it's like, all right, those guys can have that. We like doing our business the way we like doing our business. So,
yeah. I'm the same. My son has told me everything about it, but I haven't personally watched it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.